No paramedics were hurt following an incident on Parliament Hill where rocks were thrown at an Ottawa ambulance vehicle during the third day of the Freedom Convoy protest. Daryl Wilton, president of the Ottawa Paramedic Association, confirmed the news to City News on Monday, January 31, adding that one of their paramedics had also been subjected to anti-Asian racial slurs during the same incident as he checked on the status of the vehicle. "We must immediately denounce all forms of racism, microaggressions, harassment and violence that have been experienced by paramedics during the protests this weekend and also since the pandemic began," a statement on the association's Facebook page read. "Violence, harassment and racist incidents towards paramedics are harmful and we ask that you please support all those working the 24th of July 365 on the front lines of healthcare." In a statement to the Canadian press, Somerset Ward councillor Catherine McKenney had described the protests as very disruptive and disturbing. Over the weekend, clients and staff of the Shepherds of Good Hope were on the receiving end of intimidation tactics when groups had demanded food from the kitchen. Ottawa police said they are also investigating several cases of disruptive, inappropriate, and threatening behavior from demonstrators. Police are aware that many demonstrators have announced their intention to stay in place, the Ottawa Police Service, OPS, said in a written statement. Police have avoided ticketing and towing vehicles so as not to instigate confrontations with demonstrators. Still, confrontations and the need for de-escalations has regularly been required. Meanwhile, mayoral candidate Bob Chiarelli is calling on the City of Ottawa to apply for a court injunction to remove the protesters.